Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and I want to share with you a few thoughts this week. A few days ago, I had an opportunity to speak to a conference led by our health department, and it was titled From Risk to Resilience, and they asked me to be a keynote speaker. And I was thinking, what do I want to share with a 400-plus audience that would resonate for them, knowing that they're not going to pick up every word, but if I give them a sense and a feel, then I feel like I'm doing okay. The first point is, as we're going into the summer months, and first and foremost, happy July for the upcoming celebration. But as we go into the summer months, it's almost like going into the Christmas months. Sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel apart from family and community. It could be the heat, it could be the kids that are overwhelming, it could be lots of different things, work slowing down, sometimes a loss of purpose. And we just have to kind of pick ourselves up and remind ourselves that it takes all of us to move through it. What I'd like to do is share with you a few of the comments I made to the group at the conference titled From Risk to Resilience. The first was a visualization that I've used in the past, like a bookshelf and bookends on a bookshelf. On one end, on the left side, it's called wellness. It's making the right decisions, getting the appropriate sleep, wearing the seatbelt, don't procrastinate, being prepared for the work that you're doing, and taking care of yourself. That's wellness. And the books are straight up and down. But then life sometimes gets in the way. And when life gets in the way, it could be from our own doing, like not having our shoe tied and we trip over a shoelace. Or it could be the environment and the curb not being fit right in. It could be broken and we trip over the curb. Those are two very simple examples. And it could be the environment that drives us to push the book down on its side. The bookend on the right side is called resiliency, pushing the books back up to vertical. So how are we being proactive from wellness through resiliency? How are we active when a book falls down? And how do we pick ourselves up by the bootstraps? And then lastly, how are we reactive so it doesn't happen again? Those are the things that I think about when it comes time to resiliency. What I'd like to do now from that analogy is take a deeper look at this stigma we have of mental health in our community. I'm committed to silencing this stigma the best way I can. And the best way I feel I can is to look inward and share a few thoughts. The bottom line is we can't boil the ocean, therefore we shouldn't try. So let's focus on the puddle. Let's focus on the community, the friends, the neighbors, the family, and pick two or three things to do, focusing on silencing the stigma regarding mental health. It remains a relentless problem for those who have worn the uniform, like I have, but it also is a continuing problem for the men and women wearing red, wearing blue, for the healthcare workers, for the teachers, utility workers, those picking up trash in the early mornings. It's anyone that has a responsibility where challenges can come their way. How do they pick themselves up and, you know, go from there? When I ran Fort Meade, I knew there were challenges. I had 6 suicides. I had mental health issues dealing with domestic abuse. I had drug addictions. And there was a lot of challenges on what to do when these things were confronted with me. I all of a sudden had this aha moment, and I focused on not the what the issue was, but why they were occurring. That was the analogy of those books falling down, some much more dramatic, obviously, than others, but I want to focus on the why and then pushing the books back up to vertical. These may have been physical issues, mental issues, spiritual, family, social issues. It may have been one, it may have been a combination of all of them. It may be a one-time instance, or it may accumulate over time. This is where I started having a conversation of building a hub or resiliency center on Fort Meade on the installation, but that had the ability to go well beyond the fence line of Fort Meade and hit the community. You know, we had 60,000+ that work on Fort Meade, but 8% of them come from Carroll County. So I wanted this hub, this center, this facility to have the ability to reach out far enough for everybody that works and or plays on Fort Meade. I believe this was an effort. We did the ribbon cutting in November, and I'm so proud of it. But now what we have to do is look at other ways to bring together these type of programs in our local communities. It doesn't take a lot. It's not rocket science. It could be focusing, again, on the local church. It could be focusing in the schools. It could be the family gatherings. Again, it's not about boiling that ocean. It's about fixing one or two things at any given time. Think locally about all our men and women on the front lines. You know, two words mean so much, and that's thank you. Sometimes we just forget to share those. In many ways, I identified with both the challenges of physical and also the stigma of mental health. Shortly after my retirement from Fort Meade in 2014, I went to a routine medical exam where the Veterans Administration physician recognized the impact that the 30-plus years had on me as a soldier and had on me psychologically and emotionally. I never processed my experiences from the many times that I was in harm's way or just day-to-day work, not having the ability to decompress. Another word for experience is scar tissue, and trust me when I say I built up a lot of scar tissue over those decades in uniform. Add to that the stressors associated with continuous SAYSIDE and other sensitive operations, it all just built up. Honestly, it was just time to start talking about it and let it go. Without the support, many service members often shut down internally. Family members see it first, and yet they always don't know what to say or do in response, especially should the situation escalate. Oftentimes, I isolated myself without others realizing it. Fortunately, my wife, Audrey, where I married 10, 20 levels above my pay grade, and the kids were impacted the most. I wasn't always readily available for them because I was shut down, and I wasn't aware of how I was affecting the people around me. I couldn't engage with the people I love most. That simple exam that should have been about a 15, 20-minute exam with the VA lasted about an hour. And what she did was she focused my attention on my needs, on those behavioral health and mental health needs. I started seeing behavioral health. I started seeing a psychiatrist. Every time I see the psychiatrist now, I say, you know, ma'am, I'm feeling better. And she said, that's great. You're not coming off the medication. And, you know, things are going very well, but I realize it's not just about the destination, but it's about the journey. I'm no longer in the dark places I used to be, and I'm moving into a much healthier and more resilient path forward where I can take care of myself, my family, my neighbors, community that I love so much. Resiliency resources are currently available. They're available in our community, and no one should have to wait until retirement like me. You know, it shouldn't be a 30-plus year wait to get taken care of. I'm saying all this because I want someone who is feeling these challenges and get help. Silence the stigma once and for all. Don't wait the 30-plus years. It could be 6 months. It could be a year. It could be a couple of years. Take care of yourself. Then you'll be able to take care of your family and your friends and community. I'm going to leave it at that. And the reason I want to leave it at that is I want to focus on you at this point. What I shared over the last 10 minutes, and I know I went a little bit long, was telling a bit of a story and how it affected me. But I challenge you now to look inward and see if everything is okay with you. If you see someone in need, lend a helping hand. If you see yourself in need, don't be afraid to ask for help. We must silence the stigma of mental health once and for all, especially in our community. As always, and how I always end my talks, life is good. And believe me, it's really good here in Carroll County. Again, this is Ed Rothstein from District 5. Hope you have a wonderful 4th of July and a great day. Thanks.